Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Nickel beer in a little bit. Get your vaccine. Ted Nugent tested positive for COVID. And the dumbass said he dropped a slur on the Chinese in there about getting it. And then he said something about the vaccine, I'm paraphrasing it. They're testing it on humans. They even know what's in that. Yeah, they do know what's in that. And they've been testing it. There was a trial for months.
Yeah, there were a lot of clinical trials.
From people that actually volunteered to help humanity, unlike Ted Nugent. He couldn't crawl out of bed for 10 days. He was that sick. But he said it was fake.
It is.
Yeah, probably still is.
It's 420. It's Stephen Marley's birthday. Bob Marley's kid, born on 420.
Oh, good for him.
Really?
How many kids he have?
Oh, he's got like 20. So
yeah,
Eventually, one of them's going to be born on 420.
He's got a litter. Right.
68. Yeah.
68, exactly.
Did you have one kid that went to the NFL?
He played at Miami.
He
played at Miami a little bit.
I don't know if he went to the next level or not.
CFL for like a cup of coffee or something.
That was years ago. Yep.
A marijuana activist says that he will celebrate 420 by handing out free joints to anyone that shows him proof that they've been vaccinated against the COVID.
There you go. Yeah.
Where's this?
This is, unfortunately, New York City. Dana Beale says he will dole out the free weed in the Union Square Park there. The 74-year-old says his giveaway is one way to celebrate the governor signing a bill last month legalizing recreational weed in New York. He says he's going to have a table set up in the park between 11 a.m. and 4:20. He says he has thousands of joints to give away,
all right,
Tyler.
Good.
Yes, until he runs out.
Good.
But he's got thousands of them to run
good,
out of.
That's good, man. Good.
But he's not breaking the law, is he?
No.
Not familiar with that.
No.
Probably not.
No, and they got more important things to worry about. Only we care about weed in our state. Sheriff Ricketts put the law down.
Yeah, he's going to go to the same site where David Lee Roth
that was 20. That was 20-some years ago.
Yeah. Buying a joint 20 years ago.
Yeah. Maybe longer than that, actually.
Well, David Lee Roth might be showing up for a free one.
Yeah. There you go. It'd be good to have a card and get a free joint, Craig. You got a card?
I do.
Yeah.
That's a long drive for a joint.
Yeah, it
is. But it gets you a donut.
Yeah.
And Sam Adams.
And, Budweiser.
Budweiser. Yeah. And I thought there was one more.
There's probably a
beer company that was on board.
There's probably a lot.
So you could just go to the bar and show them your card? Or do you got to sign up? You got to get a coupon through the website somehow?
Well, they will do it electronically. You can just send them a photo.
Probably going to fill something out, too. And then
you can just send them a photo, and they'll reply with a voucher on your phone.
They'll send you an email every day for the rest of your life.
At least you got a voucher.
Or a text. And you can unsubscribe to those, even though we always forget to.
I just let them go in the trash folder.
Yeah.
I'm just talking into the void here.
Yeah. I looked around and saw you on the screen. I knew you were there, man. I can't wait to get you back in the studio. Just come back tomorrow. I don't
right,
care.
So you can talk in the void
we're
here.
We're all vaccinated. What's the damn difference?
We'll put you in a brand new
there
void.
There may be a difference.
What?
There may be a difference.
A brand new void? Well, if you could get a joint and a couple beers and a donut, not bad.
Yeah,
that's an afternoon.
You might need more than one donut, though, if you have the joint. I know I would.
It's fine. Just smoke the donut.
I'd want to eat a lot of donuts.
I thought
like
you
all
could
of
get
them.
Yeah. A free donut from Dunkin' for the rest of the year.
Yeah. No, I think it was Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Not Dunkin'. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, Dunkin'. Some jackass is going to come to Dunkin' now.
You won't catch me in France eating a donut.
Like, okay.
I ain't getting a vaccine.
Well, they have culture there.
Yeah, that's
right. Why would you go? Yep.
Don't catch me in Hawaii doing anything. You need a vaccine, I ain't going anywhere.
I've withdrawn my application to Yale.
Yeah. That's right. You won't catch me going to Yale this fall. They want a vaccine.
Yeah, so you don't have to be escorted off campus.
No. Dummies.
Former Decatur, Alabama teacher, 47-year-old Carrie Witt,
Whoa,
pleaded
what's
guilty.
What she look like?
She looks all right. All right. I believe.
Better than one yesterday. Yesterday was pretty good.
That's a low bar.
That's about the lowest.
You look better than that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course I do. Damn.
Right.
It.
What we put up
I
yesterday.
I hope so.
Was probably about as low as we've gone.
Right.
Yeah, she was pretty gnarly.
We've put up Carrie Witt before.
I was going to say, she looks familiar to me.
Yeah, we've put her up before.
Oh, the new chick?
Yeah, we just have to bring her up.
Did you high school boys, what?
Yeah.
She looks angry, but I'm thinking this is a mugshot.
There's other better pictures of her if you go looking.
How old is she?
47. She pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a high school student.
All right.
Now, here's the key of the story. She had tried to challenge the constitutionality of the state law barring school employees from having sex with students.
Oh, because the kid was over 18, huh?
In Alabama, the age of consent is 16.
Oh.
But as is common across the county, the country, or even, the state prohibits teachers to have sex with students who are younger than 19. Okay, the age of consent is 16, but teachers can't have sex with kids who are or students who are younger than 19.
And they can make that rule.
Carrie fought that. And it is basically she and other teachers have attempted to challenge the constitutionality of that law.
We want
to
bang our students.
They say that a teacher's 14th Amendment equal protection rights to not be treated differently than other classes of citizens is being violated by that state law. Other adults having consensual sex with 16-year-olds don't face criminal prosecution, and so a school employee shouldn't have to either.
Alabama's going down!
Yeah, you did, apparently.
Is that defense working?
No, it did not work.
Ah.
It did not work.
I saw Mike Lindell.
Are you telling me you can bang a 16-year-old if you're over 18 in Alabama?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Who said yeah real quick? Are you talking?
Yeah. That's the age of consent. I'm surprised the age of consent is that old in Alabama.
Yeah, but I thought when you're 16, you have to be like 18 to bang a 16-year-old. If you're over 19, you shouldn't be banging 16-year-olds.
But you can. Legally, you can.
All right.
Roll tide.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you reach the age of consent, that's all fair.
So a guy 45 can pull a 16-year-old?
Well,
and that's legal?
I don't know if he could pull it, but if she agrees.
He wouldn't get arrested for it.
If she consents.
And he's not her teacher, obviously.
Yeah, right. And they have sex. Not illegal.
Yeah.
And she can drive herself home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a babysitter situation there, too. I thought age of consent had it. Sometimes it's age of consent a certain age to a certain age, and then it goes a little further once they reach that age. Like a 19-year-old can bang 15-year-olds, but people 21 can't bang 15-year-olds.
I'm happy to say I don't know all these consent laws.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, brush up.
Yeah, or not.
No, because I think we've had this splitting hairs conversation before where
there's only two.
18, 19-year-old banged a 15-year-old
and
got arrested for statutory rape.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right.
And I have heard of other people that I know that are teachers saying that they have there are clauses in their contract that even after a student graduates, there's like another 1 year period before they're allowed to have, you know, contact like that.
Yeah, but they might not get arrested then. That might be just something they get.
Well, but they could get
lose
still
their
get,
gig.
They could lose their gig.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't, we've often proposed that you got to take in the number of years that separates them.
Oh, I've always thought, I understand why people that are 22 years out of high school, out of college, and there's an 18-year-old kid, I get the attraction there. But once again, they make you sign that when you take the job. You could bang other high school kids, just not ones at this high school.
Okay.
Sign Kansas, that.
The age of consent in Kansas, 16. So it's my understanding that if a 17-year-old bangs a 15-year-old, that's statutory rape. And it shouldn't be. You know, they're both in high school.
No, it definitely should not be. I was 17. My girlfriend was 15 in high school for a little bit.
Yeah, so and that, that might have been illegal.
And I did stuff to her.
What stuff?
You stuff.
I did stuff. But I was 17 and she was 15 and her dad liked me because I was just a high school kid. And she was a high school kid.
Yeah, yeah, you were 22.
Right. She was probably more mature than you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah, she's still a Facebook friend, man.
The other legal news I read yesterday was Mike Lindell is going to go First Amendment in his lawsuit against, that Dominion has against him.
Okay.
Because the First Amendment says you can speak freely about the government. And their defense is going to be, well, Dominion was hired by the government, so I can lie about them.
I'd like to see more of these guys go to jail, but nobody ever goes to jail, you know.
And he's got some high-powered First Amendment attorney. Dershowitz is in there somewhere consulting.
Scumbag.
But it'd be interesting to see.
Well, we mentioned yesterday Lindell's new, his new social media thing. It's freedom of speech except for swear words and taking the Lord's name in vain.
There's like four things you can't say. Right. It's right. And, freedom of speech except for this.
Except for dirty
this.
Words. How about dirty words?
No porn either.
You can't no porn.
Porn on there. But it's all about free speech except for swearing, porn, and taking the Lord's name in vain.
Isn't that what? Haven't you just taken away everything that social media is about?
Uh-huh. Pretty much, yeah.
Well, yeah. But you can say racial slurs there. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can still throw those out there.
Yeah, please, instead of swearing, use a racial slur.
You just can't say goddamn and then get the slur. Right.
Yeah, no.
He's got to go straight
just
to
go
the
right
slur.
Go right to the slur, right. Yeah.
Right, you can't say effing racial slur. It's just racial slur.
It'll save everybody time.
What a nut job.
Then they can lay down on their pillows faster.
Yeah.
Do you see that guy get pranked?
Which guy?
The Lindell, the pillow guy.
Oh, what happened to him?
He thought he was on some show on one of these crackpot news networks.
It was OAN or Newsmax. Okay.
And he thought he was taking a call from Trump, and it was not Trump.
Oh, well,
he was
good.
All excited. He's like,
he was all excited.
Oh, here's the president.
Yeah.
The true president.
That's great.
He did say the true president.
Did he really?
Or the real president, whatever it was. Yeah.
Here's the extent of the production that goes on there. He was holding his cell phone up to a microphone, taking the call from the president.
Well, they called him directly then, right?
Well.
Somebody hit his number?
Yeah. It was a call-in show. Someone also claimed to be a Wall Street reporter, a Wall Street Journal reporter. And got through that way.
Okay.
He caught on to that fairly quickly as well.
Well, what I saw was Lindell said, I recognized the number. Like he knew it was the president because he recognized the number.
Jeez.
Or was it a block number? It may have come on as a blocked call. So he figured, well, that must be the president.
You mean the ex-president.
The way it happened was when he answered the phone, someone said, hey, hold on for... This person.
Stand by for the president.
And he got all excited.
Can you imagine that happened, that the president just called the MyPillow guy probably while he was president?
Yeah, but
crazy.
His cell phone just sitting on the desk. They're not screening calls or anything.
Nope.
If they would have had a call screener, they would have gotten rid of that guy.
Yeah. Next time I get a call that says, you know, spam, I'm like, oh, is that the president? Should probably answer that. I've either won a free cruise.
I always think it's a governor call.
It's the leader of the free world.
The governor called.
Yeah, I'll speak from experience here. It's not tough to figure out which callers are full of crap.
No, you're right. Yeah.
The answer is all of them.
How else are they going to find out how you get a nun pregnant?
I do love, there are stories
excellent
of people, not the political stuff. There's there's stories about musicians that get calls from other famous musicians who want them to play on something, and they think they're messing with them. They hang up.
Shut up.
And they call back, and they keep calling back. I've heard one recently. It was pretty interesting. It was back in the day. Some really famous guy called some dude and said, "Hey, I like your stuff. When you play on my record?" And he goes, "Yeah, shut up, Jim," and hung up on the dude. And he called back and said, "No, this really is Elton John," or something. It's one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
And he kept, and he hung up twice on my guy, you know? I wish I remembered the exact story, but you hear that a lot.
Well, I heard a story the other day of that happening, and the person who was actually doing the calling, the famous person, said, "Yeah, that happens a lot."
Yeah. People don't think it's them.
Yeah. I get hung up on a lot.
Well, you figure if you'd figure you'd get a call from somebody's guy.
True.
You know, you wouldn't figure that the first call would be from that person themselves.
Yeah. Well, but that's the only way you'd have to do that, though, because if it's somebody's guy, he's definitely not going to believe it. Hey, I'm somebody's guy. Yeah, right.
True.
Might recognize a damn guy's voice, you know.
Right.
The most famous person that we ever hung up on, I remember this. This is probably late 90s. Then Arkansas coach Houston Nutt was traveling through town.
That's the most famous person. Don't brag about that one, Todd.
And
we hung up on Houston Nutt.
No way.
Yes, crazy.
He was heading to North Platte to recruit Danny Woodhead.
Ah.
And our call screener didn't believe it was the real Houston Nutt. Because apparently he's got a friend that's from here that knew of the show and said, "You got to call the show. You got to call these guys."
I understand that, but we shouldn't be bragging about it. We shouldn't be bragging about that. I didn't. Of course, Houston Nutt would call us. I could care. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that big a deal.
I think, I
think our call screener at the time thought it was a bigger deal than we thought it was a bigger deal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't care. It's Houston Nutt.
Right, Houston.
I don't
care. Call here.
Jesus, we talk to college coaches all the time. Who cares, man?
Sorry, Cooters on line four.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Somebody else is more impressed than we were, Todd. There's no way Houston Nutt's calling. I'm hanging up. Why not? Why wouldn't Houston Nutt could call us?
Houston Nutt?
The Houston Nutt. No, nobody said that.
But that's one way to get through.
Say you're Houston Nutt?
Yeah. Well, now, yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, there's always a table at the restaurant for Houston Nutt.
All right, now we're going to look right. And then he got the Mississippi job after that for a while, but he's out of work now, right? What is Houston Nutt doing now? Let's get a hold of him.
Call him.
Maybe just taking the cash he had from a couple of big head coaching jobs and hanging out.
Yeah, according to this, he hadn't been working since 2011 at that Ole Miss gig.
Yeah, was it 2011?
Yeah, 2008 to 2011, he was at Ole Miss.
He made some money there.
And then he wasn't buying enough hookers.
Houston Nutt.
So that's when they brought in Hugh Freeze.
Right.
And if you buy enough hookers, you get the job at Liberty.
All right. Liberty.
Oh, yeah. In 2016, there were some notifications of NCAA violations.
Oh, that's all coaches.
And Hugh Freeze.
Yeah,
that's all coaches.
Since when has that mattered?
It doesn't matter.
He should change the basketball.
The only way you win, by the way, is have some sort of violation.
It doesn't say what he's been doing since then.
Just calling up here and getting a busy signal.
Got a call from Mr. Nutt.
Well, yeah, it would be hard if you're Sting to call somebody. Hey, it's Sting. Yeah, right.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Real famous.
The police. Ha ha.
Not our big
story
about
Gordon.
Mr. Nutt, right?
Yeah, but normally those people, go through a channel.
No, they don't. No, not when they call other people. I've heard more than one story like this. They get calls from people. They want to work with them. They call them.
Directly.
Right. Somebody else gets the number for them. They call them.
And then they get hung up on.
Yeah, they get hung up on.
They don't believe it.
Right.
They think they're getting pranked.
Right.
This guy they call Lindell. He sounded like Trump at first.
Well, a lot of people do that voice.
Yeah. Impersonator.
And then I forget what he hit him with afterwards.
All
right. And he just started swearing.
Oh, did he?
It's kind of hard. Well, it was hard to hear. Like you said, they were just holding the phone up to the microphone, like dope podcast style.
Dope podcast style.
And Floyd was on the turntable behind him.
Lindell was refused an audience with Trump, too, I read recently. He's even done with him. No, he ain't coming in.
Oh, no, he seemed like he was ready to slurp him when that call came in yesterday.
I know that because he hasn't, but Trump won't talk to him now, I read.
Oh, Trump won't talk to him.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I thought it was the other way around.
No.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, we're all looking forward to the summer. Apparently this company, and I guess these things, I think I've seen these things before, like the little frozen treats with booze in them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 7%.
Really?
Yeah, these are 7%, not the 5%
like
beer.
Like a lollipop?
Yeah.
It's frozen, you mean? Like a
frozen popsicle type thing.
Okay, okay.
7%. Frozen lemony treats made with vodka. Barrel-aged whiskey and honey.
Yeah, but you got to worry about the cold headache, though.
I don't know that I'd worry about that.
I want to eat more than one. That's the thing.
We'll do that.
All right. You eat a bunch of popsicles, you're going to get a headache eventually.
And drunk.
Right. Well, that's the key part.
Well, just don't eat them too quickly.
So suck on a vodka lemonade popsicle?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Not the kind you have to make at home. They make them for you?
Yeah. Right. 7% ABV costs you about $28 per 10.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hand them out to the kids, man.
Don't hand them out to the kids. These
drunken kids on the slip and slide in the backyard. Hey, what happened to the case of popsicles? I gave them to the kids. That's not the ones you give to the kids.
Oops.
What's the age of consent here? And who wants a popsicle?
Some of the kids would say there's not enough vodka in this.
Well, it's 7%.
And out to
that's greater.
Hand out the popsicles to the 16-year-old girls. Let's go.
Yeah, that's about a beer.
No, 5% is a beer.
Okay. Yeah, 5 is a beer, right?
Well, there's beer that's 7.
7's a healthy beer.
Yes, it is. It is.
Is it a beer that's good for you?
No.
Yes.
No.
93-year-old Walter Mondale passed away. 72 players had him in our Deadpool. They include, but are not limited to, Stop Asking If She Was Hot. The great Pornhub purge gets a hit, as does the Jane Kasmerick incident.
We're never going to stop asking.
Todd's backwards shart gets a hit.
I never thought about that. You're walking backwards. You're actually sharting into yourself as opposed to going the other way. I never thought about that.
It changes everything.
It does, man.
Yeah, do you actually lose that then?
You actually go right into the fart, into the shart, excuse me.
Todd's caddy's brother gets a hit.
I think it goes right underneath my legs
and out the front.
The other way.
Got
out
it.
The front.
All right.
Todd's dead refrigerator gets a hit, and Todd's front yard chicken coop.
All right.
All getting hits with Walter Mondale.
You got a lot going on.
The front yard chicken coop is what's still on the grade.
That guy's sad that we're still not doing the chicken coop bit.
I know.
He thought it had some staying power.
God of Thunder didn't have Walter Mondale?
No.
No. All right.
I'm learning the disappointment of the Deadpool.
Yes, you
where,
are.
Where, like, I remember seeing his name on a list. I'm like, oh, maybe I have him. I'm like,
damn it. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.